This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The federal government says an all-gender bathroom at Denver East High School is violating the law. CPR's Jenny Brindine has more.
The finding is based on an all-gender bathroom that was converted from a girls' restroom, leaving female students on one floor without a private single-sex option. The Office for Civil Rights concluded that is discriminatory because a male-only bathroom was still available. The federal report also says the district's broader policy allowing students to use bathrooms based on gender identity rather than biological sex is a violation. The district has 10 days to reverse the policy and convert the all-gender bathrooms back to single-sex facilities. DPS says it's reviewing the findings to determine its next steps. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
A Denver exhibit is seeking submissions from artists and volunteers for its upcoming exhibit. CPR's Lane Tassi has more.
The Museum for Black Girls, located on Denver's 16th Street Mall, displays exhibits celebrating black women and has spaces set up for selfies. It's seeking submissions from artists who want to display pieces for an upcoming exhibit called Crowned in Culture, Black Hair, Nails, and Fashion as Cultural Memory and Power. They're seeking submissions from artists whose work celebrates black beauty, identity, and culture. They're also looking for interns and volunteers. The deadline is Sunday, and applications can be found at themuseumforblackgirls.com. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.